Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hello there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Laura Clark, Human Resources Manager at Florida State Fairgrounds. Laura, for the last 16 years at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. Over to you, Laura. I'll then wrap up when you're done.
Well, thank you for so much for having me, Mark. So I work for the Florida State Fair Authority in Tampa, Florida. We are the official state fair of Florida. We have about 330 plus acres of property, and during the fair time, we are completely covered in food, ride, arts and crafts, vendors, shows, entertainment, people from the community. Agriculture is a huge part of our business. In fact, we strive throughout the year to spread agricultural awareness. It's such a huge part of our state, you know, the farm to table and, you know, feeding families and all that. And we start working on education with young kids with 4-H and FFA. And it's just a really big part of Florida. And we strive to make the community aware of that. Throughout the year, on the other side of it, throughout the year, the fairgrounds also rents out our facility to different companies and vendors for them to have their events on our property. We have tons of buildings and lots of space here. There's something for every type of business you can imagine. We have, you know, gun shows, RV shows, home shows, art shows, toy shows, holiday gift market and vintage stuff. It's just a lot of fun around here. And we mainly serve the community, just the state of Florida. We're here to bring the community together and to bring about awareness of different community needs. And that's kind of what we do. That's who we serve. I serve as the HR manager here. So we have a staff of about 95 year-round employees. And then during the big season, like the fair season, we bring on a lot more. And I am a department of one right now. I did just hire a seasonal part-time assistant. So I'm really glad to have some help. But it's a lot of different hats. It's a lot of juggling, a lot of different parts of HR that, you know, I have to handle. So as far as best practices is concerned for us, then as far as being a leader, you know, you really want to lead with empathy. You want to lead with kindness and a little bit of humor, because around here you have to have a big sense of humor, you know, because there's all kinds of folks. Always be brave in your communication with your people as well. You know, you can't, you know, not want to give bad news just because you don't feel good about it. Sometimes you have to give bad news, but if you do it with dignity, you know, you hire with dignity, you fire with dignity, then, you know, people respect you more as a leader that way. I always try to have a personal connection with each one of our employees. And it is a genuine desire to connect with them. I have a passion for just loving on people, and, you know, I want the best for them, and I can tell that they can see it, that it does help them want to do their job better, because if they like their leadership and respect their leadership, they'll want to do a good job for you. So, you know, always look them in the eye, keep them informed, ask their opinions. You know, everybody here is equal. I don't care if you're at the lowest position or the highest level position, you know, everybody deserves the same amount of respect. They come here, they do a job. We're all important. I'm no more important than anybody else on the grounds. And that's kind of my philosophy on leadership. You know, and in order to work on your empathy and your kindness with people, you know, just you have to practice it. You can't just go in and be like, I'm an empathetic person, I care. No, you actually have to practice it. And there's lots of ways to practice it. Just being genuinely curious about people, asking questions. And once you really learn about people, you can actually start to feel, you know what? I can see where, you know, that would hurt, or I can see where that's amazing, or I can see how that would make me feel, you know, just, you know, happiness or whatever. So if you have that connection with your people, they're most likely going to want to do a good job for you. And therefore, in as a business sense, that mitigates risk. And, you know, they want to come to work and they want to do a good job and they want to hear, you know, criticism or, you know, how can I do better? They do crave that feedback from you, because they have respect for you and they want to do a good job for you. So.
Awesome. Well, I was going to ask you about one kind of tidbit or takeaway to show empathy as a leader. You gave us far more than that. So that is just awesome. That is just amazing. And on behalf of everyone who watches this back, thank you, Laura, for those insights to help people and organizations be their best. Before we sign off, just a reminder to any of our subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the complimentary professional development webinars that we offer on a regular basis. Laura, once again, thank you so much. Everybody, have a great rest of the day.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.